house this morning. The last time he was here, we had nearly 40 receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost on a Sunday. Well, praise. Oh, you're not nearly as excited about that as you ought to be. When you consider the heavens and all of the handiwork of God, and you realize that it was all a staging area and a backdrop for the process of redemption, then truly, the coming of a soul to the kingdom of God is something to rejoice about. Jesus said there's rejoicing among the angels of heaven when one comes. Praise God. And in Modesto, they saw over 100 receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And in Sacramento, they had 79 and over 300 in 6 weeks in California. And they wanted him to stay, but he said, I've got a gig in Birmingham, Alabama. Got to go and be with these kind folks here. Brother Smith, we want you to come take your liberty. We appreciate your burden and your vision. The ministry that God has laid upon you. Extend your hand toward him and pray for him. I love you,
Bishop. Why don't we give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this house? Boy, I feel an anointing power of the Holy Ghost in here. I feel Jesus in this place right here and right now. I feel God in this place. The God that we serve, he is an awesome God, isn't he? He's a powerful God. He's a prayer answering God. I feel Jesus in here. Somebody here today is going to receive a miracle before they leave here. Somebody's going to receive their deliverance before they leave here. Somebody is going to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost before you leave here, because Jesus is alive and well. I got up early this morning, and I'm telling you, if I've ever felt the Holy Ghost, I felt the Holy Ghost. I started talking to the Lord, and I told the devil straight up, as soon as I got out of the bed, I said, devil, you are about to have a bad day. I said, because daddy's in the house. I said, devil, you about to have a bad day. I said, because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, again, is about to remind you of your promised future. I'm here to tell somebody in this house that God is alive and well. My God's not a dead God. He's not a dried up God. He's not a plucked up God. But my God is alive and well. This thing wasn't built in a corner. It ain't going to end up in a corner. I'm here to tell you, it's out. Jesus is alive and well. To deny he is God, you'd have to put the demons back in the demonic. You'd have to take and put fever back into the child's brow. You'd have to take blindness and put it back in the beggar's eyes. You'd have to take Lazarus and you'd have to bring him back to the rich man's gate. You'd have to take the ones that's been resurrected and put them back in the grave. To deny God, you'd have to take the wine and turn it back to water. And you'd have to restore the broken bread and the fish. And you'd have to remove the fish from Simon Peter's net. And you would have to take the brightness out of the sun to deny that he is God. But I'm here to tell somebody in this house here today that God said there's about to be some divine intervention. There's about to be an There's about to be an awakening in this place. To deny he is God, you'd have to break up homes that he's done salvaged. You'd have to put disease back in the bodies that he's healed. You'd have to kill the dead that he's already raised. Twisted limbs, they'd have to... Shattered dreams. See, you can't deny that God is real. What you're feeling in this place, you can't deny that it's real. People say, well, I think that's just a bunch of emotion, or I think that this might be people just getting excited about the music. I'm going to tell you about music. Jesus loves music. Bible said we was created in his image, and it don't matter what kind of music you play, it won't be long. You'll start tapping your foot, or you'll start clapping your hand, or you'll start moving your body. And I know he likes music because it said that the heaven was his throne and the earth was his footstool. And when you begin to worship him, Jesus puts that big foot out there, and he gets to stomping. He gets a little toe tapping, and that's why the... See, now I know somebody said, well, you taking it out. I don't know. Paul and Silas begin to pray. And the Bible said that when they begin to sing praises, that the earth begin to quake. What that was is God saying, I'm hearing you down there. I am hearing what you say. I'm telling somebody here at this place, it's about time for a divine intervention from God. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what the neighbor says. I don't care what the lawyer says. I'm telling you now. God is about to open the floodgate of heaven. He is about to pour out a blessing upon us that we can't even contain in our mind. So I want you to get ready. I want you to get ready in this house. That Bible said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I fall, I shall arise. Ain't nobody perfect in here. Ain't nobody got it all together in here. But I promise you, Jesus is in this house. And I promise you, before we leave here, he will bless everybody and everything that wants to be blessed in here. If you don't want your blessing, then you're in the wrong house. If you don't want God to put his arms around you, then you're in the wrong place. But if you say, God, I've came here today because I need you to bless me. If you're in this place, and the devil's been on your nerves. He been messing with your children. Now listen, y'all. I'm telling you, it was on me. I just say, you know what? I can't write stuff because I can't spell. So I got to write it where I know I can read it. But this morning, it was just on me. Then the old prophet of the Lord called me. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just trying to talk to the Lord. He said, you got a word for that church? I said, you know what? I think the Lord's dealing with me. He said, well, I tell you what, just get ready. He said, because it's about to be divine intervention. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, where are you preaching? I said, I'm preaching for Brother Sutton. He said, tell Brother Sutton when he gets home to read Isaiah 41, 10 through 20. I said, yes, sir. I said, you got anything else you want to tell him? He said, yeah. Let me talk to the church for a minute. He said, write it down. Are you ready? I said, yeah. He said, every individual in this place, no matter who you are, needs a divine intervention. No matter what the doctor said, no matter what the lawyer said, no matter what the banker said, no matter what the neighbor said, no matter what your family member said, he said, God is here to help us. He said, in this place, he said, he might be on your nerves. He might be in your children. He might be messing with your marriage, your workplace, your finances, your health, and your sanity. But out of this, he says, God is going to give us divine intervention. He said the divine means heavenly, a God to declare, to discover. He said, or to have insight. He said, intervention means to settle a situation or to go between your problem. So you know what's about to happen here? God is about to take care of every need in this house. If the devil's been on your back and the devil's been lying to you and the devil's been... against you and the devil's been messing with your marriage and messing with your finances and messing with your kid, what you need to do is dance in advance. You need to say, you know what? I can't feel it yet, but I know it's coming. I don't see it yet, but I know it's going to happen. I know what everybody else said, but God, I am going to believe that there's divine intervention for me in this house. So I'm believing. I told the old prophet this morning about 6:30. I said, prophet, I'm going to write it like you say it, and then I'm going to give it like you gave it to me. So I don't know who it's for. In fact, I'll just be honest. I'll tell you what he said. He said, if they look at you like you're crazy, they're the ones who need it. But ain't nobody looked at me like I was crazy. So you know what that lets me know? The devil's about to have a bad day. Because we're about to take dominion over him. Exodus 8 and 8 through 11. Thanks for letting me be here. And I'm not boasting, but I am being honest. Those guys was on me. They was begging me, trying to bribe me. It was funny. That's my friends. They were saying, you got to stay in California. I said, listen. I said, I supposed to have been at Brother Sutton's one time before, and the Lord broke loose. And I want to thank you for releasing me that Sunday, because in that little revival, we had 103 receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So you released me in God's work. And I heard y'all had scads of people get the Holy Ghost here, so the Lord knew exactly what he was doing. But I want to thank you. All right. But I told him, I said, I don't care. I don't care who, I don't care. I'm telling you now, I'm going to Brother Sutton's. And I said, it's going to be on. I said, because they ready. They preparing. So now, if you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, congratulations. Today is your day. If you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, the water's ready, and today is your day. If you need a miracle deliverance, you need God to do something miraculous in your life, today is your day. Look at your neighbor and say, welcome to the house of mercy. Exodus 8 and 8, and we're going to go down to 11. The Bible says, then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron. He said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go that they may do sacrifice unto the Lord. The Bible said, and Moses looked at Pharaoh, he said, glory over me, when shall I entreat for thee to destroy the frogs from thee and from thy house, that they may remain in the river only? And the Bible said that he said, tomorrow. And he said, be according to thy word, that thou may knowest that there is none likened unto the Lord our God. And it says, and the frogs shall depart from thee and from thy houses and from thy servants and from thy people, that they shall remain in the river only. Now, I don't know about you, but here it was. He was talking to Moses and Aaron and said, go talk to the big man about when he gonna take the plague away. They go talk to the Almighty God, and he says, I'll do it. And he said, okay, Lord. So they go back to Pharaoh and they said, well, Pharaoh, the Almighty said he's going to do it. When do you want him to do it? And he said, tomorrow. Now, I ain't a sharp cookie, but I know one thing. If God said he's going to do something, why am I going to wait until tomorrow when God wants to bless me right now? Why you want to wait until tomorrow when God wants to open up the blessings right now? So if you'll let me minister for just a few minutes, here's what I'm going to minister. Why wait until tomorrow? Look at your neighbor and say, why wait until tomorrow? You can sit down if you want. I don't know what Pharaoh was thinking, but here he was in the middle of a plague. He was asking Moses and Aaron to talk to the Lord about his situation. And when Moses talked to God, God said that I'll take away that plague. Just when does he want me to do it? I don't know about you, but here was Pharaoh. He was sitting on the verge of a miracle, but I don't believe he was ready to receive it. I don't know what was going on in his life. I don't know that if maybe he thought that the task was too big. I don't know if that he thought that maybe it wasn't going to happen for him. I don't know that if maybe he thought that God really wasn't going to do something for him. But Moses looked at Pharaoh and he said, let it be according to thy word, that thou may knowest that there is none likened unto the Lord our God. So I'm asking us in this house here this morning, why wait until tomorrow when God wants to bless you right now? I believe that sometimes in this world that we get it in our mind that this is just the way it's going to be for the rest of my life. But I'm here to tell somebody there is divine intervention in this place. I'm here to serve notice on the devil that he is a liar, and that he is a deceiver, and that he is the father of lies. I'm here to tell somebody in this house that The Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Pharaoh, you can wait until tomorrow if you want to, but the God that I serve is a God of right now. The God that I serve is alive and well. The God that I serve says I can handle your situation if somehow you'll just open your hand and say, God, I've got to have you. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, whatever you need from God, God says, I'm here right now. I need you. I want you. I'm here to tell you in this house that God, he wants us just as bad as we want him. But what we got to do is get it in our mind that Jesus is alive and well. What we've got to do is get it in our mind that when you ask something of God, he is well and able and ready to do it. That Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will hear my voice and come into me, he said, I will sit with him and I will commune with him. I'm here to tell you in this house here today that God has us in his best interest. I don't know what was going on. I imagine people were coming by talking to Pharaoh. I imagine they were talking under their breath. There he was up in the castle, probably everybody taking care of him. Frogs wasn't maybe there like they were everywhere else. But I imagine there was people coming by and looking at Pharaoh under their breath, and they would say, how long are we going to have to go through this? I imagine they were saying, don't you see what is happening to us down here? I imagine they were saying things like, how much more are we going to be able to stand? I imagine they were saying, is it worth all the pain, all the suffering, all the sleepless nights, all the tormenting, all the tossing and turning, all the anxiety? I imagine they would come by and say, Pharaoh, can't you let go of your self-will because you're holding on to something that don't belong to you? I hear to propose this morning that there's things in our life that don't belong to us, but we're holding on to them because the devil has lied to us. The devil has deceived us. So I'm asking him this house, how much longer are you going to be able to go through the things that you go through? Can't you see what is happening to you? How much more are you going to be able to stand? Is it going to be worth, and is it worth all the pain, the suffering, the sleepless nights, the tormenting spirits, the tossing and turning, the wondering in your mind that if God came today, would I be saved? I'm here to tell somebody in this house, my God is a God of grace and mercy. Why do you ever want to wait until tomorrow when God says, I want to bless you right now? He said, whereas you know, he said, what is your life? He said, even a vapor. He said, that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. I believe that the God that we serve is a God of right now. I believe that the God that I serve can handle any situation. You say, oh, preacher, I done heard that before. I can't help what you've heard before. I know one thing. I know that God is alive and well. I know that he hears every need. You might be sitting here saying, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what kind of hell's in my life. No, I don't know. But there's one thing that I do know. I know a saving God. I know a God that said, I'm going to shed my blood so that you could have life. I know a God that said, you destroy this temple and I'll raise it up in 3 days. And I'll go back to my prospective place and I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He said, your sons and daughters, oh my God. See, all you got to do is get it in your mind that God is here and he wants to bless. He said, for I am persuaded. He said that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor power nor things present nor things to come. He said nor height nor death nor any other creature shall be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I don't know what you need from God, but there's one thing that I do know. I know that God is here and he wants to bless every person that is in this house. He said that your face should not stand in the wisdom of men. sin, but in the power of God. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might freely know the things that are given to us of God. He said, know ye that ye are the temple of God, and that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. He said, for we've been bought with a price. He said, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm here to tell you, in this house, the devil again is a liar. It don't matter what kind of hell you're going through. It don't matter what you had to go through to get here today. It don't matter what's been going on. You might have come in here broke down. You might have come in here beat up. You might have come in here with your mind in disarray. But I'm telling you, the Almighty God, he is here saying, whatever it is that you need, I can abundantly satisfy. All you got to do is get it in your mind. All you got to do is get rid of stinking thinking. All you got to do is get a checkup from the neck up and say, I'm coming to get my miracle. I'm coming to get my deliverance. I'm coming to get, God, what you have for me. Last year I prayed for a woman that had Parkinson's. And I never prayed for Parkinson's before. And again, I ain't seeing no angels, no blue haze, no, you know, none of that. I got done praying. She's a surgeon. And I don't care if you got Parkinson's in them hands, your career's ruined. Now, I know it's a better word than that, but where I came from, we say stuff ruined. It's ruined. Some folks say, well, we're fixing to go. Where I'm from, we say we're ficking to go. We're ficking to go. Now, I'm going to tell you now, that woman's career was ruined. But I pray. She done failed two tests. She said, I got one more. They're going to let me take one more time. She goes to Brother Sizes Church. She said, I got one more time. She said, if I don't pass this test, she said, my career's over. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'll make a living. So I said, you know what? Lady, I can't hear you. I said, well, I'm going to tell you what, Martha. We're just going to lay hands on you. We're going to let God be God. I don't know what else to say. We're just going to let God be God. So we laid hands on her. Man, church is going on. All of a sudden, here come Martha. Martha said, Brother Smith, look at me. I look at her. She says, the physicians, my friends, couldn't do nothing. I said, yeah, I know. She said, but the master physician. I said, yes. She said, his name be in Jesus Christ. I said, yes. She said, look at my hands. And we began to look. She said, can we take a picture of my hands? She said, I want everybody to see my hands. She said, because look, they're no longer shaking. And I thought, man, praise God. Man, we. Now, I didn't get that rousing response because, you see, it wasn't you. But, boy, you let something be wrong with you. And then let God heal you. And then you tell somebody, boy, you want everybody with you. You want everybody huckabucking. You want everybody running. You want everybody sowing seed. You want everybody high-fiving. You want to be on the news and everything. All right. Just remember that. So I couldn't wait. About 3 weeks ago, I couldn't wait to get there so I could see Sister Martha. Man, I wanted to hug her neck. And I get there, and, bro, she's got this big old honking walker-looking thing. And I'm thinking in my mind, what in the world? I get back there, I said, Sister Martha, what's wrong? She said, Brother Smith, I have to tell you, I got Parkinson's. I said, no, hold on, man. I said, you got it in your hands? She said, oh, no. No, look. Look at my legs. And she had her scrubs on, and her legs were just jerking. I remember the old prophet, Brother T.W. Barnes, telling me, he said, when God gives a miracle, he said, when God does it, not man, when God does it, not none of that, when God does it, he said, you might die of that disease, but it won't be in the same place. It'll be somewhere else. He said, you might get that sickness back, but I promise you it won't be where it was at when God gave the miracle. So that was a little confirmation what the old prophet had told me in times that I got to spend with him. And so I'm like, so it ain't your hands. She said, no. I said, thank God. Now some people would just say, well, my God, she's got it in her legs now. Now she can't stand. First she couldn't do this because you can't hold no scalpels and doing this. I'm going to tell you, nah, you can't do it. And now she can't stand. I said, well, Sister Martha, what do you think? She said, it's been 5 months.
Brother Smith had not been able to come. I've been so, she said, but I just told myself, you got to go. She said, so I come tonight. I said, good. I said, what do you think? She said, I don't know. She said, I don't think much of nothing. I said, good. She said, but I know one thing. I said, well, she said, I won't leave here like I came. I said, really? So she said, you want to go ahead and pray for me now? I said, no. She said, you want to go ahead and lay hands on me now? I said, no, because it ain't me who's going to do it. It's going to be God. I said, oh, I got great faith. I said, listen to me. I pray for anything. Man, you bring a dog up in here. I'm going to pray for him. You want me to pray for him? I'll pray for your dog. I prayed for a guy's dog and it healed. I ain't kidding, man. Dog living still today. Brad Hill, I could bring you to let you talk to him. His dog was dying, literally on his back. I didn't know. He's just an old drug head friend of mine. He called me and said, hey, I ain't got none of that palm olive oil. He used to call that anointing oil palm olive oil. He said, what do you think? He said, I got some Crisco. He said, you think that'll work? I said, yeah, Brad. Just get your handful of that and put it on that little dog's head and let's pray. We prayed. He called me about 3 in the morning. Said, Brother Smith, you ain't going to believe it. Said, my dog started coughing. Said he had some kind of thing in his throat. Said he just coughed it up. Said he's running around. Everything's good. Man, God can even heal dogs, you know. Now I know. Now see, there you go. Some of you won't go home and put hands on your dog. See, there, y'all just thought God was just working on humans. But anyway, yeah, it was. So anyway, church is going on. Man, Brother Size is playing. We're all singing, hoopline, running, jumping around. Not like y'all, but they was getting with it pretty good. And, yeah, y'all ain't killed me this time. Last time, I didn't realize y'all were in groups, you know. I said, I'm finding the fat group. That's who I'm running with. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, 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 hey. Y'all like to kill me last time I was here. I told somebody I was preaching. I said, that brother Southern Church, they need oxygen stations in the corner. I said, because they not normal. Them people ain't normal. But anyway, it's good not to be normal. So anyway, service is going on, and I just felt it. I just ran back there. I said, Martha, you ready for your miracle? Oh, God. She said, oh, I've been ready, Brother Smith. So we just laid hands on her. I said, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, by your stripes we are healed, that your name will be exalted. Parkinson's. I said, I command you to leave her body in Jesus' name. Jesus. I got done. Them legs just doing that. I thought, whoa. So I just kept on worshiping. I said, you know, we ain't. A few minutes later, I look, and here comes Sister Martha. Hallelujah. Down the hall. Here she come. Here she come. She got right over in this section, and she just kept on doing this. Just kept on. We were preaching and singing. I told them, just leave her alone. Let her go and do what she wants to do. Well, everybody was shouting and screaming. I didn't realize that Sister Martha for 5 months hadn't walked. See, she had already walked up here. That's why the church was, and I'm just preaching away. About an hour and 21 minutes, service is over. And all of a sudden, she says, Brother Smith, come to me. So I get over there. She said, I got to tell you something. She said, again, what the physicians could not do. She said, the master physician has done it again. She said, look at my legs. And as I began to look at her legs, they wasn't shaking no more. Last past week, I talked to Brother Size. I said, Brother Size, tell me how Sister Martha is. He said, Sister Martha is back at work. Everything's going fine. Says she's working again. But you say, well, I don't know. Listen, you don't have to wait until tomorrow to get your miracle, because your miracle's here now. You don't have to wait until tomorrow to be delivered, because the deliverer is here now. You don't have to wait until tomorrow to get whatever. I'm telling you, whatever you need from God, it's here right now. But what you got to do is get it in your mind and say, God, I'm coming to get my miracle. I'm coming to get my deliverance. God, I'm coming so that you can open up a window of heaven. And I believe, Mama, that God is a miracle working God. I believe that strength is coming to that body right now. When she came in, I said, Mama, how you feel? She said, today is a great day. She wasn't complaining because she was in that chair. She said, today is a great day. I believe that God is a God of right now. I believe that God can do healings. I believe that God can do miracles. I believe that God is a prayer answering God. But all you've got to do is get it in your mind that God wants to bless you now. That God wants to touch you now. That God wants to do it now. Somebody asked me the other day, they had a people say, you going to pray for? Yeah, we're going to pray for. Well, why wouldn't we? Somebody asked me today, what you going to do? Hey, I ain't God. But I'm going to believe. Mom wants a healing, she'll get her healing. Mom needs a miracle, she'll get her miracle. See, all we got to do is get in our mind that it ain't us, but it's Him. And I understand. When God gets ready to do it, can He do it? You better believe He can do it. All we got to do is just get it in our mind. Let's just lift our hands right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. She said, I had a stroke 4 years ago. The doctor said I'd be dead in a few days. She said, but I'm still here. She's already got that miracle. Somebody said, well, why don't the Lord finish it up? I don't know. I'm not Him, but I know one thing. He can do anything if you believe. He can do anything if, oh, come on now. You know what? We might ought to preach, I'll worship for a miracle. I'll worship God for what you're going to do. I'll praise you, God, because only you can do it. I believe that God can do anything. I'm going to tell you now, when we believe that God can do the miraculous, He does the miraculous. When we believe God can fill us with the Holy Ghost, He'll fill us with the Holy Ghost. When you believe that God can take care of your marriage, He'll take care of your marriage. When you feel like He can take care of your finances, He'll take care of your finances. When you feel like He'll bring your family home, then I'm telling you now, He'll bring your family home. All I know is that when we call upon His name, He hears everything that we say. When we call upon His name, He's the only one that can take care of our situation. We don't have to wait till tomorrow to get our miracle. We don't have to wait till tomorrow to get our blessings, because our blessings are here now. You say, well, how am I going to get them? You're going to believe and come and receive. How do I know He's going to do it? Because it's His reputation on the line, not mine. How do you know He's going to bless me? Because I know. Because it is His will to bless. It is His will. It's not my faith. It's your faith. Oh, I've got faith. But I can't give miracles. I can't give salvation. I can't give deliverance. All I can do is agree with what you need for your life. I'm here to tell you in the house, there is. I'm telling you, I know when I know. There are angels in this place. I'm telling you now, whatever we need from God here today is about to happen. Now, nobody's going to call anybody out. Nobody's going to embarrass anyone. But in a few minutes, we're going to come to the front as a family. In a few minutes, everybody in this house, we're going to bow our head and close our eyes. Not right now, but in a few minutes. People say, well, why am I going to do that? The first reason is I want you to be real with yourself and to be real with God. The second reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes in a few minutes is because we live in a real nosy world. Somebody raise their hand. You want to know what your neighbor done. Don't worry about what your neighbor done, because you can't forgive your neighbor and your neighbor can't forgive you. Quit being nosy. You got enough problems of your own. Why do you want to know about somebody else's? I asked somebody one time trying to air out their laundry to me. Man, I said, hey, listen to me. Listen, bro. I don't want to know nothing about you. He said, well, brother, that ain't crying. I said, no, I got enough junk of my own. I don't need to hear yours. Then I'd be worried about mine and yours too. I say, you gonna take it up?
with the Almighty. He the one going to do the forgiving. Third reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes because I don't want anybody to leave here and say, well, I went to church today, but I'm leaving the same way that I came. I didn't get what I needed from God. I want everybody in this house to be able to receive what they want from God. Okay? So nobody will call no one out. No one will embarrass anyone, but in a few minutes we'll come to the front as a family in this house. I'm telling you, you don't have to wait until tomorrow. I'm telling you, our blessings are here now. Whatever we need here today, God is abundantly going to satisfy. All right, is that fair enough? Nobody's going to call you out. Nobody's going to embarrass you. But in a few minutes, we'll come to the front as a family. Fair enough? Okay, bow your head and close your eyes. This is between you and the Lord. Every head bowed, every eye is closed. This is between you and Jesus Christ. Here we go. Anybody in this house here today, you got pain in your body right now. Would you lift your hand? You got pain. See hands all across the building here. That's beautiful. You can put it down. And before you leave, you'd like the pain to leave your body. Would you lift your hand? Would you lift them? All right. Beautiful. You can put them down. Before you lift your hand, listen to me. Every time you take a step forward, the enemy, the liar, the deceiver, Lucifer by name, pushes you two steps back. For some, it might be your marriage. For some, it might be your relationship. For some, it might be your finances. For some, it might be your workforce. For some, it might be your ministry. But every time you try to do something for the kingdom of God, it seems like the enemy comes in like a flood. But you're in this house here today, and you really need God to take care of some situations in your life. You're tired of the enemy always getting the upper hand on you, and you're saying, you know what? I'm not waiting until tomorrow. God, I'm putting my situation in your hands right now, God, and I'm going to let you do it. And you need God to do that for you. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. You can put your hands down. Anybody in this house here today, you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, but you need, let me explain how that is. The gift of the Holy Ghost is not something scary. It's not something mystical, but it's a gift that comes from God. If you've never received that gift, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you. That just means that you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost. But you're going to. And here's what the gift of the Holy Ghost is. It's when you begin to praise and thank God. You begin to hear and feel his power. In your mind, you begin to hear a language. It's not a language that you speak, but it's a heavenly language. And as you begin to hear that, you yield yourself to it and you begin to speak that heavenly language. From the book of Acts on, that was the evidence of speaking in other tongues, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. As far as you know, in your prayer times with God, you've never spoke that heavenly language like they did in the Bible. Again, that doesn't mean something's wrong. That just means you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you're in this house and you've never spoke that heavenly language. Would you lift your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can put them down. Anybody in this house here today, you've had the gift of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit before. But you need a renewing in that gift. You need a true renewing. Would you lift your hand? It's been a while, and you need a renewing. I see hands. I see hands. I see hands. Beautiful. I see hands. Thank you. You can put them down. You can lift your head and open your eyes. First of all, I can safely say here today that about 80% of the church lifted their hands here today. What does that let me know? That lets me know that God has found favor, not that something's wrong. That God wants to bless. That there's no problems, but he wants to bless. He wants to touch us. He wants to take care of us. 80% of the church lifting their hands, we all know 80% can't get here in the front. So we're going to have to move in dimensions. First thing I need, I didn't warn you, but first thing I need is I need our ministry staff, our altar staff. You know who you are. You've been called on by the pastor. I need you to come and line up across the front and face the crowd. Our ministry staff or altar staff, you know who you are. You've been designated by the pastor. You know who you are. All right. I want us just to come and line up here across the front. Face the crowd. You help in the altar. That's what you do. You have been called on by the pastor. All right. We're going to get something. Okay, here we go. We got something coming over here. There we go. Jesus.
You want to scoot down a little bit, hon? You want to scoot down a little bit? All right. Now, if you lifted your hand for the gift of the Holy Ghost or renewing in the Holy Ghost, you might be next to a friend, a family member, a co-worker. You might be next to a guest. You might be next to someone you've never met before. Well, number one, don't let folks come by themselves. I want you in a few minutes to bring them with you. Then we're going to move everyone else in behind them. But I love to see signs and wonders and miracles, but the greatest miracle of all is salvation. That's the greatest gift. Altar ministry, when you pray for someone and they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, lift your hand. We're going to give God some high praise about that. We're going to give God great and mighty praise. Now, if you lifted your hand for a renewing in the gift of the Holy Spirit, or you would like the gift of the Holy Spirit for the very first time. Now, you might have not lifted your hand, but since I've been talking, you started thinking, you know what? Boy, I just thought of something the Lord could handle for me. You're okay. You're in luck here. God's a God of second chance. Even though you didn't lift your hand, you still can come. All right? So now, if you needed the Holy Ghost for the very first time, or you needed a renewing for the very first time, I want you to make your way. And here they come. They're coming for the Holy Ghost. Come on. Here they come. Take your neighbor by the hand and bring them on. Take your neighbor by the hand and bring them on. Want the Holy Ghost for the very first time, or you need a renewing? Now, we're not going to start praying. Just here they come. Is these young people coming for the Holy Ghost?
Two of them already got it.
Two of them already got it. We have any more that need the Holy Ghost? If we got some young people, bring them on. We just moving in. All right, we're fixing to pray in just a little while. Let's just hold on. We're fixing to pray in a little while. All right. They're still coming. I'm just waiting. All right. Praise God. If you need a renewing in the Holy Ghost, I want you to come up. I want you to come on too. If you need a renewing in the Holy Ghost, you wanted a straight renewing. We got some young people still coming. They're fixing to come. Everything's all right. Praise God. Some of these young people coming here, I just want to make sure before I start. All right. Huh? They're going to be baptized? Okay. All right, and here's what we're about to do. You might have had another situation in your life that you needed God to handle. I want you to come in behind these beautiful people. All right? Now, we're fixing to repent in just a minute. We're fixing to repent in just a minute. All right, and here's what we're going to do. We got many folks in this altar here today. Here's what I want us to do. I want us to repent together. I won't take a lot of time in doing this. I cannot repent for you. I can only repent with you. All right? After we repent, you're going to hear that language. When you hear that language, if you'll just begin to open your mouth and speak that, you will be receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. When someone receives it or they get renewed, raise your hand. We're going to give God some praise in here. Are you ready? Let's repent together. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry, Lord, for everything that I've thought, that I've said, that I've done, that I've heard. I give myself 100% to you. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in other tongues. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance.
I want you to lift your hand right now. I want you to get ready. When they begin to lay hands, the language that you begin to hear, you're about to receive it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, by your stripes we are healed. Receive ye the gift of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. As they begin to receive that gift, as they begin to receive that gift, I want you to let us know. I want you to lift your hand. Receive it in Jesus' name. 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 What you're hearing in your mind, receive it in Jesus' name. Yeah, there it is right there. That's one right there. There's two right there. Come on. There's one right there. There's three right there. Thank you. Come on. Come on. What you hearing in your mind, just speak it. What you hearing in your mind, just speak it. Come on. Is that young man receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost? Hey, there's four right there. Is he receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost? Right there. There it is, right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've already had four receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You get the Holy Ghost, baby? There's five right there. Yeah, there's six right there. Come on. We've already had seven receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. We've had eight receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Come on, come on. Number 10 right there. Come on. Come on. They're still getting the Holy Ghost.